Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It is 20 past 6 in the evening on June the 22nd, 2010. And this is my audio boo. Driving home and been listening again to Andy's app review boo, or boos. And I'm a bit in awe of those because I don't know quite how you do this, because you can't record an audio boo on your iPhone at the same time as you scrolling through your pages of apps on your iPhone. So I don't know whether maybe Andy plugs his iPhone into his laptop so that he can see on iTunes all the apps he's got while he records, or maybe he's got an iPad and he records on the iPad while he looks at his iPhone, or maybe he just writes on a bit of paper and does a bit of preparation. Probably that. The most interesting application I've got on my iPhone at the moment, or a new bit of software I've got on my iPhone at the moment, is iOS 4. Of course, I updated yesterday evening and update overnight, and I've been using it today, and I'm liking the new functionality in Mail, where you can see threaded conversations and you can view all your inboxes as one unified inbox. Those are cool features. Mail is probably the most heavily utilized app on my iPhone. It's very important to me, and so good to see some enhancements there. I've only got a 3G iPhone or 3GS, so I can't take advantage of the multitasking. But I'm liking the folders. I can see myself tidying up all those screens full of apps into folders and being able to get to the right folders, to the right applications more quickly. So I'm looking forward to that. But in terms of apps on there, I've got a few that are... There's a couple of fun ones on there, like iSwap Faces and Juxtaposer Junior. They're quite good for fiddling around with photos. I'd recommend having a play with those. And Andy, I thought you were a bit of a photography geek, that you might want to, you might have some photography apps on your iPhone, but you haven't mentioned any. Likewise, John Arnold, maybe you've got some iPhone apps or iPad apps on your iPad that are worth talking about. There's quite a lot available, actually, so it's quite good. But the apps I really like on the iPad are the ones that make use of the iPad and that you couldn't do anywhere else. So Scrabble, I heard, is quite cool, where you can use the iPhones. If you've got iPhones and you're playing somebody Scrabble, then you can use your iPhone as the little thing that you put your tiles on, and then have the iPad in the middle as your board, and it all syncs together nicely, which sounds quite neat. There's a game that I play that I've got on the iPad, where you've got a table football type game or pong type game, where two people can have each end of the iPad, and then they touch to move the bat around, and the ball bounces around in the middle. You need that size of screen to be able to do a game like that. You couldn't do that on the iPad, or on the iPhone rather, or the iPod Touch. Those are interesting to me, the ones where you're doing something that you couldn't do elsewhere. You couldn't do that on a laptop. I'm keeping on looking for apps that really do make something special from the iPhone or from the iPad. And I'll let you know what else I find. Andy, question for you. What's the most expensive app that you've got on your iPhone? Is there one app that you couldn't do without? If you had to get rid of all of your apps on the iPhone apart from one, which one would you choose to keep? Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.